New heading, The Paradigm in Practice. Let me again illustrate the explanatory power of this paradigm. I remember once having an initial visit with the top executives of a large organization and asking them about their mission statement. Hesitatingly, they pulled it out and it basically said, "Our goal is to increase the assets of the owners." I asked them if they put that on the wall to inspire their employees and customers. They all smiled and said, "Well, no, we have another statement that's hanging on the wall, but this is what we're really aiming for." Even though I was just becoming acquainted with their industry and company, I said, "Why don't I tell you what your corporate culture is like? You're split apart. If your industry is unionized, you're plagued with labor disputes. You're hovering over, checking up, and carrot and sticking your employees to do their jobs. There's enormous amount of negative energy spent in interpersonal conflict, interdepartmental rivalries, hidden agendas, and political games." Amazed at my fortune-telling skills, they asked, "How could you know so much? How could you describe us so accurately?" I said, "You know, I don't have to know much about your history or you. All I have to know about is human nature. Your real purpose focuses on only one of the four parts of our nature. That is the body or economic side, and only on one stakeholder, the owners. You completely neglect the other three parts, mind, heart, and spirit, and all other stakeholders. You can't do that without suffering dire consequences." I went on to predict, "When this meeting breaks up, half of you will talk about the other half. There's no trust here. The duplicity is evident." They were sadly amazed by the accuracy of the observations, and they were considered a successful organization. The truth is that you can never succeed with stockholders until you first succeed in the marketplace, and you can never succeed in the marketplace until you first succeed in the workplace. It's a kind of social ecology. "Well, what do we do to change?" they asked. I said, "You have to seriously go to work on all four parts. You have to involve everyone's mind so that people get on the same song sheet. You need to live by the universal principles of fair play, honesty, integrity, involvement, and truth so that you can develop a bedrock of trust on which to build that song sheet. Then you have to use the criteria that are embodied in this shared vision and value system to guide all strategic, structural, and operational decisions. You must create the conditions of both personal and organizational trust before you get any true empowerment or release of human potential. I suggest that they might even begin by developing a mission statement for their own executive team." They asked me how long these things would take. I said, "How bad are you hurting?" They answered, "Not very bad." I replied, "Then you probably won't be able to accomplish it. There isn't enough pain, enough force of circumstance, enough humility." I suggested that they forget the whole project. They said, "Yes, but we hear good things about what's happened in other places that you've worked. We also have a sense that because the marketplace is changing and competition is going to become fiercer and fiercer, we may have some real struggles on the horizon. We probably do need the help. We want to make changes." I suggested that if they were truly sincere and would really work together, they could make these changes, but that it would probably take 2 or 3 years or more. One remarked, "You don't know how fast and efficient we are." Referring to the idea of producing an improved mission statement, he continued, "We'll whip this baby out this weekend." In other words, he was thinking they would go off-site for some kind of vision workshop and develop a mission statement with new purple phraseology that would be more appealing to the people. Gradually, these executives came to see that short-term thinking and shortcut techniques would never produce the long-term results they desired. Slowly, they came to grips with the underlying chronic issues, starting with themselves, and developed great respect for all four parts of human nature. They eventually came to see that leadership was everybody's business and that each person needed to take an inside-out approach. The organization strengthened itself from the roots. It took 3 to 4 years. In the end, they had such strength, such levels of empowerment and trust, that they were able to deal with the vigorous new competition that emerged and also maintain their successful patterns in the marketplace. Many of the top executives took CEO positions outside the company, but the organization's culture and bench strength were so deep that the company continued growing profitably.